Good morning, everyone. This is Deacon Up coming to you again from Power in Unity Ministries. This again today will be just a little bit different because the way he gave it to me, I'm going to just give it to you this morning. I want to thank everyone who has prayed for me. I feel your prayers. I am stronger and stronger every day. And I wish I could just sit across the table with a cup of coffee and just tell you, you know, this is just a trick of the devil. We know that. He doesn't want this to get out. And I thank each one of you who have given the devil a black eye and passed this on to somebody else who will be subscribing. Because everyone that subscribes after this, since that day, is one that gives the devil a black eye. And I praise God for it because there are so many out there that are hurting because of what's going on. But God has been telling us about this great wealth that is coming to us, these great doors that are going to open. All the binders are going to be torn loose. The chains are going to be loosened. We're going to have breakthrough. And with that, all that comes temptation. There comes a great temptation with great responsibility. And so today, what he's really doing is warning us against the enemy and his tactics. And I asked the Lord, I said, do I get the scripture first or do I get the vision first? So I believe I'm going to give you the scriptures because when I begin to just get in his presence, even as I awoke, I kept hearing the words, beware of the spider's web, beware of the spider's web. So I was looking up the scriptures on the spider's web, and I found, I'm going to just give you three brief. In Proverbs 30:28, it says, the spider skillfully grasps with its hands, and it is in king's palaces. It accomplishes many things. Job 8:13-14 says, so are the path for all those who forget God. The hope of the hypocrite shall perish, whose confidence shall be cut off, and whose trust is in the spider's web. Hear what he's saying. Isaiah 59:5-6 says, they hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats their eggs die, and from that which is crushed a viper breaks out. Their web will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their work. Their works are works of iniquity. He's talking about the spider and the spider's web and how it weaves itself. And in none of these do I see anything good in the spider's web. You can't wear his garments and they turn to dust. The cobwebs, they disintegrate. But in the same breath, by climbing over and by entangling things of this world in its web, and that could be us if we're not careful, he climbs himself all the way up to king's palaces, and he lives in the king's palaces. Do you understand what he's trying to say about the spider's web? And now I want to give you this vision because this is what he said. Beware of the devil's snare. This is what the words he was saying to me. Beware of the spider's web. And suddenly, it seemed like we were walking down this road. And then all of a sudden, he took me by the hand and he lifted me up and we went higher and higher. And then we turned around and it was like he said, I want you to see this. We were above a path and I looked down and I saw what seemed to be like a funnel that was spinning around and around real fast. And you know what? It gave me the thought of that, what is it at the fair? The cotton machine that spins around and around and around and around, and all of a sudden you've got this cotton candy. Well, it's the same thing with the spider's web. It spins around and around and around until something juicy comes forth and it catches your eye. That's what we have to be aware of. The spider's web, it seems harmless, but the minute you touch it, it shakes in every direction. And that spider just comes in and bing, bang, boom, it's all over with. So this is what he was wanting me to see. He said, I want you to see the spider's web. I want you to see how it spins and how they create that web to catch you when you're unawares. Hallelujah. Do you get what he's saying? And then he said to me, seek me first, and I will lift you high above the snares of the enemy and the snare of the spider's web. I will prepare you. Beware, be watchful, for with every gift comes responsibility and temptations. I will surround you with my love and meet your every heart's desire to lift me higher and higher. My Lord and my God, is that not our heart's desire? When we get saved and Jesus changes us from this to that suddenly and quickly, is it not our heart's desire to tell everybody what has happened to us? He said, I'm going to give you your heart's desire to lift me higher and higher. Stay humble before me, and you will see the mountains become plains beneath your feet. Oh, my Lord, he'll make the crooked way straight. My Lord and my God, can you imagine every mountain, every boulder, every rock, everything that has held you back becomes a plain under your feet? Ooh, oh, I can hardly sit in this chair. Ooh, I got to finish what he said to you, though. Behold, the mountains become plains beneath your feet. Stay with me, obey me, and you will see mighty work acts before your eyes. This generation is about to see the mighty hand of God touch, refresh, restore this land and man. They will bow before me, worship me, and in that worship I come. I come to restore peace and to give joy that has been stripped away. Is that not what the devil has done, not only to America but around the nations around the world? He has stripped the joy of serving God from our lives with all the chaos and confusion that constantly goes on around us. This says that, then this one says that. Pull over here and go there. What has God said? Don't listen to them, my Lord and my God. They will bow and they will worship me, and I will restore the peace and the joy unspeakable that has been stripped away. There is be much weeping and crying and repenting and worship as I come to wash away what? Sin, fear, confusion, doubt, as I open the eyes for people to see who I am. The God of all creation, my Lord and my God, of all time and space, of galaxies that we can't even imagine. Then he goes on and he says, beware, for with great repentance and blessings comes great temptation. There are so many out there, and I'm included, that have never had the wealth of the world put into their hands. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to buy the pleasures of the earth? Are you going to quit your job? Are you going to just expand your house and your cars and your boats, et cetera, et cetera? Or are you going to widen and the curtains of our life and begin to expand your ministry in Christ? Come on. Come on, you see where the temptation would be. Can't deny it. You can't deny it. God's warning us about the spider's web and the snare of the enemy. Beware, for with great repentance comes and blessings comes great temptations. Be watchful of the spider's web. Follow me, and my truth will lead you into my rest. Hallelujah. And even with all the things, have you ever noticed people who are rich are a lot of them are miserable? Why? Because they keep searching for something more and more that will give them the peace they search for, the joy, the happiness. But happiness is for a moment. Happiness is by a situation or something that has happened. That's happiness. That's not eternal joy. Joy is eternal. It comes from God. Ooh, hallelujah. Hey, the Moshana Matai. Glory and honor. That's why they're never satisfied. They got to get a bigger boat. They got to get a better car. They got to have bigger houses, houses all over the world. And they're still not happy. Why? Because it's not happiness. It's the joy of the Lord that they seek, the rest in Him, the peace that only He can give. My Lord and my God, that's what the warning's all about today. Beware, beware of the devil's snare and the spider's web. Your feet are about to walk a new path, he said. I am about to open a door wide for you to walk through. Do so boldly, but beware of the enemy, for he is opening many doors to cause you a snare. Come on. Come on. He's also going to open many doors. That's why we have to come to him. What did he say here? Come to me first. Seek me first, and I will lift you above. I will show you the way. I will show you who to do and who not to do. There'll be many that will come that you're not to give to because they're not of me. You have to come to me first. Communicate with me. The warning. He says, be watchful. How many times has he said, be watchful in this word that he gives us? Seek me before entering any door. When you open a door, come on, he's giving us the light right here. When you open a door before you step through, he says, it before you step through that door, if there is a light illuminating under your feet, if there is not a light that illuminates under your feet, do not enter. It is not me. Hear what he says again. Be watchful. Seek me before you enter the door. When you open, because many doors, he says, the devil is going to open many doors to try to deceive you. When you open a door before you step through, if there is not a light that illuminates under your feet, it is not me. The warning, he gives us the warning and he gives us the light. Seek me first, he says. Then he says, the timing for all these things is in my hand. Time for you to relax and trust me. I have the plan. My plan and purpose will soon show and you will know exactly which way to go. New revelations about to descend, bringing new waves and a new trend. Ooh, hallelujah. No more chaos and confusion, no more doubt. Ooh, glory be to God. I hear your heart's cry. Now draw close to my side, for I'm going to come with my arms open wide. Everything of heaven at our disposal. Come on, people. Remember yesterday's word? I am Alpha and Omega. I am in charge. I am your sword, your shield, and your rear guard. It will expose. The dam will burst. My people praying. I am reversing the curse. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah! Hey! Glory be to God. Woo! Hallelujah! Oh, Shana Matai. To this land I will heal all that is broken. All will come to pass that I have spoken. So put on your garment of praise and lift high the banners and wave. Do not look with your natural eye. Keep your eye focused on high. I see every thought and I hear every prayer. For your faithfulness, my glory you will share. What a promise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Together the mountain we climb, all happening in my perfect time. Faith, trust in me. My son is the only way. It is I who have spoken to you today. Who said this to us? God, our Father, spoke these words to us today. He said so. Faith, trust in me. My son is the only way. It is I who have spoken to you today. Hear the last two lines. Walk close to my side. I am the flowing river, deep and wide. My God, have mercy. Let us pray. Lord, we bless your glorious name because you are always the same. We worship you and sing your praises, lifting you all of our days. You are the rock and the shield in whom we believe. From you, all blessings we receive. You are our fortress and our hiding place as we continue to run our race. Winds may blow and storms may come. To you, Lord, we will always run. In you, we find peace, safety, and rest from all the trials and tests. Oh, Lord, you are awesome. In the midst of the storm, we lift our voice in praise and song. To you, we rejoice. For we know your love for us is true, and you always know exactly what to do. All our problems seem so small when on your name we call. Lord, we thank you, for you are many warnings to beware of this world's glitter and of the devil's snare. A dose of Jesus is all it takes for faith and trust in us to awake. Whether it is storm or rain, our love for you and your love for us is always the same. You will always be our master and our best friend, and always be with us to the end. Whether climbing a mountain or going through a fire, to serve you is our heart's desire. May our lives bless you every day, lifting you higher as we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, glory be to God. I love you so much. My advice is to read this again and again. Beware and be cautious and be alert. Be waiting, anxious. I don't like the word anxiously, excitingly, for what God is about to do as he launches you into your ministry full force. Praise be unto God. Beware of the spider's web, but also remember what he said. My promises are yes, amen, and true. I love you so much, but God loves you so much more.